This episode of Watson Unplugged is brought to you by Anchor. Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. Gives you everything you need in one place to make your podcast, and you can use it right from your phone or your computer. The creation tools allow you to record and edit your podcast so it sounds great and professional. Anchor will even distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and everywhere else. You can make money from the podcast, which is cool, through different sponsorships. And the coolest thing about all of this is that Anchor is free. So download the Anchor app today or go to anchor.fm to get started. Welcome to Watson Unplugged. I'm your host, Jeff Watson. Got a lot to get to on this podcast. Very excited. This is the first episode, so I'm really looking forward to everything that's to come. If you're listening, thank you for listening, and let's get started. So today I wanted to talk about the church, and obviously with the title, What's Wrong with the Church? This is part one of a series that I wanted to get into to discuss my thoughts about, the state of the church today and what I feel is causing a lot of people to turn away from the church and just not go anymore. The first thing, first issue that I see is this idea of Christian perfection. I think a lot of people believe that when you are born again or saved, that automatically you're going to become this perfect creature and that God washes you white as snow. I heard Steve Harvey in one of his sessions after one of his shows talking about this concept that when God saved him, you know, he didn't wash him like the images and stories you hear in the Bible. And that was a real moment. It was an honest moment. But I was really glad that he said that because it needed to be said. I think a lot of people that struggle with Christianity or giving their life to Christ, I think they struggle with that because they think that automatically they have to be this perfect person who makes no more mistakes, who doesn't sin. And that's just not reality. The reality is that no Christian, regardless of who they are, whether they're the person who sits in the back of the church, the person who sits in the front pew, or the pastor themselves, no one is perfect. That's something that we will never achieve. So to live under this idea that you have to be perfect to be a Christian is just not factually correct. And I also think that that's what keeps a lot of people from giving their life to Christ, is that they know that they won't ever achieve perfection. So why do I want to fail at something that I know I'm not going to succeed at? And again, to go back to the Steve Harvey's comments, I was really happy that he said it because it resonated with me because when I was growing up, I was under the impression that once I gave my life to Christ, I had to basically just become this person that I wasn't. And that's not to say that that when I was saved that I wasn't renewed or born again. But, you know, I had things that I enjoyed before. I enjoyed listening to certain music. I enjoyed watching certain movies, you know, action movies or horror movies. But I also was told by people who were Christians that I couldn't do those things anymore. I couldn't listen to Tupac. I couldn't listen to rap. I couldn't listen to anything else but gospel music, because the old saying was garbage in, garbage out. And that just wasn't the case at all. And I rarely ever disagree with people that are my elders or that I look up to, but that's something that in growing up I've noticed that is just not the case. Just because a person listens to rap music or watches certain movies doesn't mean that they're going to produce garbage or go down a path of sin that's so bad that they can't, they don't have a relationship with the Lord. That's just not true. You know, Steve in his comments said, listen, I still curse. I smoke cigars. You know, I do all these things, but that doesn't change my relationship with Christ. And that's true for all Christians. My walk is going to be completely different. My faith walk is going to be completely different than someone else's. The whitewash snow, that most people think about when they're saved. God doesn't do that for everybody. So, I wanted to get to the next topic, which is judgment from people within the church. I think a lot of people stay away from the church because they feel as though as soon as they walk in, all eyes will be on them and how they look, or conversations will be had about things that they've done if people within the church know them. And honestly, this just isn't right. You know, we shouldn't feel like we're being judged when we walk into a place of worship. I look at a place of worship as being like a hospital or going to your doctor, getting a checkup or getting a physical, having those things that have caused you pain, being able to receive healing from those things. Or it can be to just be thankful for what God has done for you. And I think a lot of times people use church as a fashion show or a means to people watch and look at other people and talk about them. And it's just not okay. I don't say this because of things that people have told me or things I've read or seen. I say this from personal experience. I'll get into this in later podcast, but as a person who battles depression, you know, I've been told, well, the reason why you deal with depression is because your relationship with the Lord isn't where it needs to be. My relationship with the Lord has nothing to do with my depression. People wouldn't tell a person who is fighting cancer, hey, you have cancer or you're fighting cancer because your relationship with the Lord wasn't strong enough. I mean, it's a disease. Just like cancer is an illness, depression is an illness. So the notion that a person's faith walk is not strong enough because they're dealing with something just makes no sense. So to hear people within the church say that, it is upsetting, and I truly feel like it drives people away. But again, church is a place of healing and restoration and thankfulness and gratitude. And the other thing that I wanted to say is just because a person struggles with a certain thing. So let's say people struggle with drugs, or they struggle with infidelity, or I mean, you name it. Sin is sin. Whether I go out and steal and I've been caught, or whether I, whatever it is, whatever the sin, sin is sin. One isn't greater than the other. So for people to say, well, but this person killed somebody. Well, maybe, but if God, if they feel led to Christ, that's between them and Christ. It's not for us to judge. It's not for us to talk behind their back. God calls us to love everyone. So the idea that because this person did this, that makes them worse than me is one of the major problems that we have within the church today. You know, I truly feel like once we get to the point where we can look past ourselves and look past judging others and just go back to focus on why we're in the church, why we've given our lives to Christ in the first place, I honestly think we'll be a lot better off. Lastly, I'll discuss the production of church. Honestly, a lot of times it seems more like a concert or a show than a worship experience or a service. Some of the greatest worship experiences I've ever had were in places where there wasn't a cavalcade of musicians, people concerned about pitch and tone. All those things are nice, don't get me wrong. And, you know, it is nice to hear good singing and good music. However, the experience, the connection between us and Christ is really what the focus should be. And a lot of times I see people getting away from that because I think more focus is put on the product. And that sounds even dirty to say that, but it's more focus put on the product of the worship than the substance of it. God doesn't care about what I had on when I went to church. He doesn't care if I'm suited and booted. He doesn't care if I'm rocking whatever latest suit or clothes or shoes or whatever. He cares about my heart and my soul. And when we can get beyond the material things and the production and making things look a certain way, and we get back to making a joyful noise unto the Lord and really focusing on the connection that we make while we're at a place of worship. Once we do that, I think people will be more apt to experience that. Listen, I'm not an expert. I know this. I welcome anyone who disagrees, who feels like they have facts to back up something to the contrary. I welcome that. I'm just speaking on my experiences and having conversations with others as to why they struggle with the church. Now, again, God doesn't care what we wear. He just wants us to come as we are. And once the body of the church, the body of Christ, once we see that, for what it is, instead of using these things to judge people, then I think we'll see a big difference. Just want to say thank you for tuning in, and stay tuned. We got a lot coming.